And today we're talking about the heart of simplicity when it comes to flipping a house. That's what we're talking about today. Here I come here, I try to come here. I either do a live video, I release a brand new video once 3 to 5 times a week, essentially to, let's see here, there you go. All right. So I release 3 to 5 videos a week, or sometimes I do live broadcasts like this one where I can interact with you, talking about real estate wholesaling, flipping real estate. Some of you may be hearing me on iTunes if you're hearing my audio. Essentially, I'm going to be sharing a quote with you. I'm going to go over a question from a viewer, and the quote is from my book, which you can download absolutely for free. It's completely for free. It's a 200 pages book that's still in development, but has very juicy details that once it's done, may not even have those kind of details anymore. So you want to go there right now. It's myempirepro.com. That's myempirepro.com to download that book. That's the book where I pull out the quotes that I use to answer the questions that come from the viewer. Also, this is a book that you really, really need to read 10 to 15 times so you can understand the fundamentals of building a rock solid foundation business. There's a lot of businesses that simply just go under. Okay, let me share real quick. Let me just make sure that I get the words out here. If you're here hanging out with me, please go let your teammates, team members, let them know that I'm here. I'm going to be sharing a lot of nuggets with you. Let's see here. Let's first of all share this to our bigger fan page real quick. Make sure you click like on this page. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you want to hear better audio, you're better off going to the YouTube channel. All you have to do is search for my name, Ola Talks Abitogun, on YouTube, and that's how you can best view or hear what I'm saying, okay? Because that's where the best audio is going to be, on YouTube. All right. In the meanwhile, if you're hearing me clearly, just hang around here. I want to teach you everything I know about flipping a house. I want to teach you everything I know about wholesaling real estate. I want to teach you how to make 25, 30 grand per deal from real estate without necessarily owning the house or holding onto the house. Do you want to hold on to properties to real estate at some point? Absolutely, you should. However, that's a long-term strategy, right? And that long-term strategy is a long-term strategy. That's how you build wealth. But sometimes you need what I call seed money, right? You need seed money in order to have the best leverage possible. You need cash flow, right? You need to be able to feed your family today. Does that make sense? So, and in order to do that, you need cash flow. You need money that will come in today that you can reinvest back into your business. You need money that you can use to make a living today. You can use to create a comfortable lifestyle for yourself today, and then you reinvest as money comes in. You continue to reinvest, but the majority of the wealth you're gonna build, if you build any kind of wealth at all, it's gonna come from compounding effect. It's gonna come from exponential growth, and it's gonna come from things like that. Okay, so without any further ado, again, I have a quote that I'm gonna go through. It's from my book. You can download my book absolutely for free at myempirepro.com. Okay, if you want to see my screen, you also want to go to YouTube and search for my name, and make sure you're subscribed to my YouTube channel, right here on YouTube, right here on YouTube, right here on Facebook. You want to make sure you like my page as well too, and because I'm going to continue to release 3 to 5 pieces of free training every week, okay? And the reason why it's 3 to 5 right now is because right now I'm building some other channels for other aspects of my business. Business can be a little tricky, okay? And that's why the title of today is The Heart, the ART of Simplicity. The reason why it's not the science of simplicity is because it's not necessarily a simple thing. Does that make sense? Having simplicity in your business is not something that you want 100%. It's just always keep it simple. Yes, KISS, keep it simple. Absolutely. But sometimes business can be tough, And And I'm gonna do some live. I'm gonna do so because again, like my audio syncing on YouTube sometimes is off because I'm doing the live session. The live broadcasting thing is not perfect yet. It's very good on Facebook, but sometimes it's. But again, I'd like to come here and connect with you. So if you're here, please let me know who you are. Invite your friends over. Click share below. Click like. Okay. If you like the idea of not owning a house, not needing any cash, no money down, and being able to flip a house, okay? Wholesaling specifically, not fix and flip, okay? Fix and flip is a different ball game entirely. I'm talking about just flip the house, and you like that, and you like the idea of that. In order to make 5 grand, 10 grand, 25 grand, my highest ever is $82,000 from one deal, right? If you like that idea, click like, click share, introduce yourself because I'm going to be sharing some concepts here with you today. And but before I get into the quote of the day, let me just not assume that you know what flipping a house is or wholesaling, okay? In real estate, right? Conventionally, you have what you call real estate brokerage, right? Essentially, you want to sell your house, you're tired of the house, you go to the market, you go to a realtor, you go to a real estate agent, and you say, hey, list my house on the market. I'll pay you 5%, I'll pay you 3% of whatever the sales price is. So, for example, if you sell the house for $100,000, you pay the real estate person, you pay them $3,000. A commission, right? So if you had some money to pay off, and if you had some money to pay off to the bank, you pay the money bank off and you keep the rest, and that's your profit, right? Capital gain, right? But that's not how it goes for everybody. Some people are in what we call a distressed situation with their property ownership, okay? They own a property that's essentially a liability, right? They own a property that's essentially taking more money out of them out of their pocket as opposed to putting money in their pocket, right? So those kind of people, we call them distressed ownership. We call them being in a distressed situation. They own a property that's not an asset. That has become a liability. And the only solution for them is to get rid of that property. And you may say, why get rid of a property? You have to own real estate. But you know what? You have to look at the bigger picture, the bigger portfolio, right? And see and say, hey, what are their goals? So for example, I met a friend of mine yesterday, and he was talking about how he needs to get rid of some houses because he needs to reinvest in other bigger stuff. So he feels like this investment has already hit the plateaus and he needs to start thinking about reinvesting in bigger stuff so his money can move a lot faster. There are a lot of people like that, that they have outgrown their particular portfolio, right? And the best way is to get out of what they have. Like they need to exit the investment that they already have. And then take that money and reinvest into faster vehicles. Sometimes because they have a bigger knowledge, they have a better knowledge of how money works. Sometimes because they're in a better position. Sometimes because they got exposed to a new opportunity. And sometimes it's completely negative. Somebody is in pre-foreclosure. Somebody is about to lose their house. They owe too much. The bank wants too much money. Sometimes it's sadly divorce. People sell their house because of a divorce situation, right? That's all of that is called distressed ownership. And sometimes somebody else's trouble, it becomes treasure for you because you know what to do with that opportunity. That's no more an opportunity for them. So you get there and you put the house under contract at a deal. What deal? What kind of deal? 50 to 65% return on the investment. Remember today we're talking about the heart of simplicity. I'm going to keep this simple for you, right? But you need to understand that sometimes it's not simple. Sometimes it's not really that simple. And I have a question I'm going to answer in a little bit here to explain that. I'm going to answer that question with a quote from my book, which you can download for free at myempirepro.com. That's myempirepro.com, right? So again, I'm trying to break it down simple, right? So you put this house under contract. It's a house that's worth $100,000. Essentially, you wanna get the homeowner to agree to sell you this property at 50 to 60 cents on the dollar. Okay? 50, 60, 65 cents on the dollar. Okay? Why? Because You need to flip the house and you need to be able to make a profit in between. You need a profit of 5, 10,000, 30,000. Depends on how good the deal is. Okay. So for example, if we're talking about $300,000 home, there may be a lot more space to make 30 grand, 40 grand for you. So typically in New Jersey here, you're looking at $200,000 to $400,000 range. So it depends on how much money is in the range of the value of homes in your area. So let's stick with $100,000. So for $100,000, you need 50 to 60 cents on the dollar. In other words, you need the seller to agree to sell you this property for $50,000, $60,000, because guess what? You're going to turn around and you're going to find an end buyer. We call them end buyer. It doesn't have to be cash. It could be mortgage as long as it's doable under the law. And there are people, there are lawyers that will help you structure the deal in a way that's doable under the law. Essentially, when you put the house under contract for $50,000, $60,000, it's under contract. You acquire an equitable interest in the property. That's what that means. It's equitable. That's EQUITABLE. Equitable interest in the property. That means you don't own the property, but you have some kind of ownership that you can flip to other people, right? And then make some money, right? So, for example, you put a house under contract for $55,000. You turn around to this person says, "Man, that's a great deal. That house is worth $100,000. Once I put in about $3,000, $5,000 of work, I can change the carpet, I could do some paintings. The house is going to be worth $100,000 if I put it on the market for about 60 to 90 days. Maybe 90 days is too much. Maybe in 60 days, I can command $100,000 in sales price." And this person says, "You know what? Of course, I got to make profit too. I'll buy the house off of your hand. I'll buy this contract that you acquired from the homeowner." So you acquired a contract. You put the house under contract for $55,000. "I'll get that contract from you for $20,000, right?" So that means they got to pay the homeowner $50,000, $55,000, some closing costs, I don't know, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000. And then they pay you $15,000, right? So total cost is coming out to about $75,000. They turn around, they put $5,000 worth of work in the house, another $5,000 in closing costs, maybe, I'm just estimating, right? They turn around, they sell it for $100,000, they make $15,000, right? You made $15,000 just for finding the deal, okay? As a wholesaler, your job is marketing at the end of the day. You market on two ends, okay? You market to find motivated sellers for whatever reasons, whatever is going on in their life, they're selling you this $100,000 home for $55,000. But you're actually doing them a favor because with that house in their portfolio, it's causing trouble. So you show up because you're good at marketing, which is tremendously what I train you when you get in my book. The book is at myempirepro.com. You find it, and then you also build a list of buyers, or you have a network of buyers that you've created, right? Creating a network of buyers doesn't mean you create it really. It just means you know how to facilitate situation. You learn how to make things happen. You could start from your local REA association. Right? Or you could simply use the skill set I shared in the book to build a list of potential buyers. That's even better because you're in control and you don't have to worry about people that charge you $25,000, $30,000 to get into a real estate club, right? You could do all this online and you control the list, and your number one asset in your wholesale business is your list, because that list is pretty much where you send when you send your inventory, and people pick up properties at discount all the time, right? That's something I cover extensively on the inside once you go download the book, right? So when you go and you turn around, you flip that, you're making money. Does that make sense? You're making $15,000, $10,000 just for facilitating a wholesale deal. That's what we mean by a wholesale deal, okay? So today we're talking about flipping a house, same thing as wholesale deal, not fix and flip, flipping a house, okay? And we're talking about the heart of simplicity. And because of that, I have a quote that I'm going to share with you from the book, okay? Quote goes like this. So the heart of simplicity, right? When it comes to flipping a house, it can get complicated very quickly. This edition is about the heart of keeping things simple. What do I mean? What do I mean? Let's see here. What do I mean? I won't promote making things complicated, of course. However, success is not duplicatable, like I said earlier. So I have many other videos out here where I tell you success is not duplicatable. Why? Because an average person is not going to stick around. They're not going to do what it takes to become successful. And it's designed that way because you and I will stick around so we can continue to eat all the money, okay? This is about the top 3%. Success is not duplicatable. Most people are going to join the real estate wholesaling business and try to go through one course, one program, and think that's it, to stop learning. Whereas things evolve all the time. What do I mean? I started back in 2005, and then before I knew it, things started evolving. The first evolution that happened was the recession. 2008 wiped me out of business. I wasn't ready for that. Okay, I was not ready for that. And when it happened, completely got wiped out. And then I had to come back a few years later to learn. Well, I went into some kind of exile to go learn marketing. All right. In a way, and I learned things that will pretty much make my business recession-proof. These are some of the things that I teach inside of my book, okay? All right, so continue the quote here. So yes, success is not duplicatable. This is top 3% producer things that I teach here. This is not driving for dollars. I don't teach driving for dollars because that lacks leverage. I do not teach that. It does not work. If it works, it's luck, okay? And you don't want to build your business on luck, do you? Right. So to continue the quote here, if it was, right, if success was duplicatable, everyone would be rich. You want to keep things as simple as possible. For example, leveraging or creating content, a guide, and a system for your prospects now and in the future is simpler. It's simpler. It's work, but it's simpler than trying to repeat yourself over and over again every time a related question is asked. Here's what I mean. This video that I'm doing right now, I'm doing a live broadcast, but you could be watching this 2 years from now, and it's still as valuable to you because it's work that I did once, and you continue to benefit, or every other people continue to benefit from it. Okay? So, and that's keeping things simple. It seems complicated once you say, hey, do some content marketing with your wholesaling, right? Oh man, that's some more work and stuff. But in actuality, you're keeping things simple because that means you don't have to repeat yourself over and over, and you can use the same methodology. You can create systems. People join your team, or a new prospect is coming on board. You can, if they're asking too much questions, you can say, hey, what's your email address? I'm going to send you a video, right? I send you a video to explain everything to you. If you have any questions from the video, feel free to hit me up. And by simply doing that, not only are you increasing your value in the marketplace, you're increasing your trust factor, you're increasing trust equity, you're increasing your brand equity in the marketplace, and you're also making your life easier. So some people say, but that's making it complicated. That's not duplicatable. Anybody can't do, that's the point. Everybody cannot do what I teach. That's why everybody's not gonna make the kind of money that I'm suggesting you're gonna make, okay? That, so it makes complete sense. So that's where the heart part of simplicity comes in. It's not an exact science. You may look at it and say, hey, you're making it complicated. And I'm like, no, I'm making your life simpler. Once you take the time to understand the concept, I'm making your life easier. And that's what I mean by all of this. So the question, in the spirit of all this, I mean, I came and put this quote out of the book because there's a question from a viewer that came in, and I want to get into that question right now. So, question says, hey, coach, I started sending 100 pieces of direct mail every week about 6 months ago. That's a lot of money. $50 for 6 months. Do the math, okay? And that's not a lot of volume, by the way, okay? But it's a good place to start from. The only way, by the way, to send 100 pieces of direct mail for 6 months and expect to make money is if your plan is to do it indefinitely. That means you're never gonna stop, right? Because that's the way I started back then. That's the way I started, right? So let's keep going here. I started sending 100 pieces of direct mail every week about 6 months ago. I've had a few calls that never resulted in an appointment, much less a closed deal. So when you send out direct mail in wholesaling, remember it's about marketing, right? So you send out all this direct mail to pre-foreclosures. I recommend pre-foreclosures. There are many other lists of motivated sellers. Expired listings is my second favorite. That means somebody tried to sell their house. House has been on the market for 100 days, never sold. Those are my second favorite because the motivation. Again, the key thing is motivated seller. Okay. A pre-foreclosure is somebody who is in trouble and they've gotten to the point where they realize this house is a liability. I need to get rid of it. And those are the kind of people you want to deal with. They're motivated. They're ready to sell right now. If there's questions about selling or not, you should not be doing the education of how they're going to sell. You should have another piece of publication, video, or article or PDF that explains how to decide if they should keep or sell. You should not be spending time trying to convince somebody to sell because if you convince them, they're going to back out of the deal. This is because you have to convince them. But if they made it their idea that they need to sell, your negotiation becomes a lot more easier. The best position for negotiation is when you're able to walk away and mean it. And you can't do that if you're busy convincing people to sell you their house. You can't do that, right? So let's continue the question here. My bank account is getting burnt out because it's been sending all these mailings, right? Never got an appointment. So when you send a letter, the idea in a conventional sense is to get somebody to call you. You set, if they're motivated enough, you set an appointment, you go see the house, and then you put a contract in front of them to sign to sell the property to you at a predetermined price, whatever it is, like that $55,000. 55% of the ARV, we call it, after repair value is the ARV. You want to get the house under contract at 55 to 65% of the after repair value, right? So that's the idea. But he's saying for the past 6 months, he's never had an appointment secured, much less a closed deal. So he goes, my bank account. Let's go here. My bank account is getting burnt out. I'm afraid that flipping a house is not my thing. Right? He's afraid. Fear. Fear never helps, right? So if you start having fear, that's not useful. So you can have fear as long as you're not gonna let that affect if you're gonna move on your business. I don't care about addressing fear anymore because we all have it at some level or not. I just don't let it stop me. Does that make sense? So let's go here. He continues. He says, every time I buy another guru's product, I'm told to target a new type of prospects. Okay, so here you go. So now this is a complication coming in, right? So sometimes you can target divorcees, you can target pre-foreclosures, you can target expired listings, you can target probate candidates, right? People that inherit properties that they don't want, right? There's all types of different types of property, or you could zone in on a particular area and start marketing to them, hoping somebody's going to call you to want to buy. They call it farming, right? You could do that too. But the truth of the matter is this. It doesn't matter, okay? That's the truth of the matter. It really doesn't matter. Bottom line is that you presented, the gurus will present you all sort of opportunities. It's your responsibility. That's the heart of simplicity, to simplify it. It's not an excuse to quit on yourself. It's never an excuse, right? It's your responsibility to say, okay, I've got this five different type of prospects. I'm gonna zone in on expired listings, right? That's your responsibility. And I did that a long time ago. I focused in on pre-foreclosures, which means I'm gonna get calls of people who their houses are underwater. That means they don't have any equity. Their house is worth $200,000, but they owe $400,000. That means I need to negotiate. I need to take time, sometimes up to 2 years, to negotiate the short sale, right? And that's work. But it was worth it because every time I close a deal, it's $35,000 because I get to create the equity by negotiating with the bank after they give me the authority to do that, right? Good. So again, it's your responsibility to take all the information. That's the hard part of simplicity. Take all the information that seems complicated, sit down, write shit down, and design what you want to focus on. You're not going to use that as an example not to go after your dreams. Okay, you write it down and then you go after it. You go after one at a time and you start conquering. My business has about four or five different aspects of it right now. That didn't happen overnight. I started to pick on one. As a wholesaler, you may decide to focus on acquisition, and every time you have a house, you partner with somebody that has a list. That's a good way to keep things simple. Again, it's the heart of simplicity, and that's why you need to get the book so you can understand the fundamentals. Because once you understand the fundamentals, it becomes second nature, and then it becomes all of a sudden less complicated. It's complicated because you haven't taken the time to learn the fundamentals of properly running a business, which is why I call the book Empire Lifestyle Secrets, right? All right. So it's not about doing everything. It's about take one aspect, learn it, pound it, create a system before you go to something else. Master one aspect. If that means you get to split your profit with people, then so be it. Do what you got to do. Create systems. When I first started, I created systems. Back then, there was no digital HUD. I created Excel HUDs and stuff by myself just to make sure. If you don't know what HUD is, don't worry about it. You'll learn that inside. Okay. But that's something that I created because I realized that, yes, it doesn't always come simple. That's the point, because these things are not going to come simple, but it's still my responsibility to keep it simple. If something is too hard to swallow, I will chunk it down. It's my responsibility as an entrepreneur to chunk it down into little pieces so I can swallow easily. Does that make sense? I think so, right? So let's go here. So continuing. So every time I buy another guru's course, people always give this excuse because I bought the guru. It was complicated. It's too much stuff. They give that excuse, not an excuse. I'm told to target a new type of prospect. I've tried probate, pre-foreclosure, divorces, subscribe to a ton of lead generation systems. What am I doing wrong? Yeah, I mean, there's going to be gurus that will sell you stuff all day long. Remember that they're in business, okay? And it's their responsibility to maximize profit. And yes, they will sell you stuff, but it's your responsibility to zone in on one little thing, right? Master it. If it's one chapter at a time from the book, master it. Read it over and over until it becomes a second nature and before you move on to the next. Or you can read everything through and understand that you got to come back and read it 10 to 15 times, which is what I suggest. If you want to win in wholesale, I'm going to make a bold statement right now. If you plan on winning in wholesale real estate business, you will not win unless you read this book 10 to 15 times. You will always have a hiccup if you do not master the fundamentals. If you don't read this book 10 to 15 times, you will struggle. You will eventually quit. And that's a bold statement, and I stand behind it strongly. Okay. So what am I doing wrong? You don't know the fundamentals. Okay. You don't know the fundamentals. And you're thinking when they say keep things simple, you're thinking it should come simple. No, it means it's your responsibility to break things down into simple form. Wholesaling business is as simple as you buy a house for cheap from this person, you sell it to this person, still cheap, so you can get rid of it very fast, and you make two, three, five, $82,000 in between. It's as simple as that. Is that going to be that simple when you get into the real life? When you get to the table, closing table, and the lawyer tells you that you can't close the deal because that's money and the lien that you owe, that you have to pay this lien. Is that going to be that simple? No, but it's your responsibility to solve problems. Does that make sense? That's your responsibility to be a problem solver. So you need to engage in problem solving. You need to enjoy problem solving, and you need to do things that way. And that's how you win in building an empire. You need to be a problem solver. Does that make sense? So what am I doing wrong? You don't know the fundamentals. What type of prospect do you focus on? It doesn't matter. You take one type of prospect and you go focus on it and start marketing to them relentlessly, consistently, and you become the master of that type of prospect. If there's a trouble, you say, I got you. I'll fix it. And you get out there and you fix it. And when you learn how to fix it, now you become an expert and you're the person now everybody runs to learn how to fix it. Does that make sense? And that's how you set yourself apart in the game of entrepreneurship, wholesaling business, network marketing, internet marketing, pops and moms and corners store. It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. You'll be the first to solve a problem, and then you create a fortune for yourself. Okay? So it doesn't matter what type of prospect. I focus on pre-foreclosure. Maybe you're going to take that and run with it and try to do it. I don't care. It doesn't matter. But you're not, if you don't understand the fundamentals of that, the artistic part of keeping things simple, then you're still going to miss the road, even if you focus on what I focus on. Okay? This is more of an art than it's in the science. That's why you need to learn the fundamentals of building an empire. A wholesaling business has acquisition side and it has a sales side. Okay? And it's your responsibility to find out what you want to focus on in the beginning so you can start winning big time. Okay, and he says, thank you for your videos. Thank you very much. This is part of my purpose, and I appreciate you. And that's it. Okay, so the idea of this video is this: in flipping a house, okay, it's as simple as grab a house from this person and flip it to this person. Is it going to come that simple all the time? No, I can't guarantee that. But it can be that simple if you want to, because you can use that as a starting ground. You could say, yes, I'm starting from flipping a house, but that's always my goal, but I'm running into this obstacle. If I'm running into this obstacle, what's the next step? Oh yeah, there's this thing, there's this paper that this lawyer is saying is blocking me. There's a recording on the lien. What is a lien? That's just the next question. If you don't know what a lien is, if you know what a lien is, okay, how can I remove that lien from this property? That's the next question. You figured that out one time, second time, you become an expert, okay? And that's why the best solution to all of this is to get started. Learn the fundamentals. Get started, learn the fundamentals, and keep moving and never stop. Okay, and the first step to do that is again, get my book. Go get my book right now. It's absolutely free. It's Empire Lifestyle Secrets. That's what we call it. You could go to myempirepro.com to download it absolutely for free. Okay. And if you want my personal coaching, maybe you're already running the business, you're running into some obstacle, you want the personal coaching, all you have to do is go to myempirepro.com/coaching and secure a spot. And I'll be glad to help you through any issues you're running into. In the meanwhile, if you have any questions as well too that you think you want to post here, you can post it in the comment section below. And also you can like and share this video with your team members or people you know will like this video. Absolutely subscribe to my YouTube channel, subscribe to everywhere that I am on social media, connect with me. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you on the next one. Peace.